Shalom Aleichem, thank you for joining. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Tes Zayin, Psachim 16a, pagination page 31, starting from the top of the Amud. The Gemara is a little bit complex, a lot to keep track of, but I believe if we take it one step at a time, we could enjoy and appreciate it. Our Gemara is related to a statement that was made previously by Rabbi Chanina Sigan HaKohanim. Rabbi Chanina's statement was that in the Beis HaMikdash, there were two types of meat which were allowed to be burnt together, even though they would come in contact with each other, and the meat which was of a lesser level of Tuma would become Tame to a greater degree by coming in contact with the other type of meat, which was more strict, more stringent level of Tuma. The question that is up for discussion is what level of Tuma was the lesser type of Tuma which was allowed to be burned together with the stricter form of Tuma. In essence, if the lesser form of Tuma was a case of Dirabonon Rabbinic, then it would be an amazing comparison to make to the topic of Pesach. Because Chametz, in its initial moments of prohibition, is only a rabbinic prohibition. And one could extrapolate that if one's allowed to burn rabbinically Tamei meat together with more strict level of Tamei meat, even though the rabbinically forbidden meat is going to become a greater strictness by coming in contact, then one can extrapolate that when one's burning chametz of Truma, the rabbinically forbidden chametz is allowed to come in contact with Truma that's being burned for other reasons because it became tamei. And one does not have to keep track of each other, even if the lesser Tuma is rabbinic. That's a bit of a chiddush, because normally we do keep track of rabbinic and recognize that if it's not biblically forbidden, then biblically we're still supposed to be guarding its sanctity. So that's a fairly significant chiddush, novel concept to say. Others, however, maintain that all Rabbi Chanina Sigan HaKohanim was saying was in reference to two different types of biblically forbidden meat. And you were increasing its impurity by coming in contact, increasing its level of Tuma, but never were you taking a rabbinically forbidden thing, which biblically is totally permitted, and making it Tame in a biblical level. So let's see that concept of this lower level of Tuma meat as it plays itself out in the Gemara. The Gemara maintains that the case of this lesser level of Tuma in the meat, which might be only rabbinically forbidden, is a case where liquid that was tamei is making the meat tamei. If liquid is making this meat tamei midrabanan, then if we're not sure if it became tamei, presumably we would be lenient. If, however, the Tuma associated with this meat is biblical, then if we're unsure if it came in contact with the meat, we would have to be strict. Likewise, let's further dissect the details of this meat. It could be that the meat becoming tame from the liquids, whatever's being described here, becoming tame might be biblical, and we would have to be strict. But whether or not that meat is strong enough to be metames something else, that might already be rabbinic. And on that, we might be able to be lenient. So again, in the same piece of meat, there are two questions. Number one, for it to become tame, is it biblical or rabbinic? If it's biblical, when we're not sure, we're going to be strict. And then the second question regarding this meat is, once it is tame, is it able to be metame something else? And is that biblical or rabbinic? Let's begin the Gemara from the top of the page. Tanya, we learned, Sofek mashkin letame. If you're unsure about liquid for it itself to become tame, tame. It is indeed tame, even though you're unsure, because you're dealing with a biblical issue, and therefore it has to be considered tame. But letame acherim, but if for it to be able to be metame something else, in a case of doubt, would be tahar, would be pure, because it's a rabbinic violation, divrei Rav Meir, it's only a rabbinic level of tuma, and therefore, in a case of doubt, we are lenient. V'chein hoya Rav Elazar omer kedvarav, and Rav Elazar ruled the same as Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda omer, lakol tame. Rabbi Yehuda holds, in all regards, it's going to be tame, because he holds that the liquid connecting with the meat is making it a biblical level of tuma, and therefore, if you're unsure, the rule is, unsure by a biblical violation, you have to be strict, and therefore he rules tame. What you see here is that Rav Meir held that we were dealing with a rabbinic issue, and that's why in the original Mishnah he felt you could extrapolate from Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim to the case of burning chametz before Pesach while it's still a rabbinic violation. And Rabbi Yehuda, who's holding that it is already a biblical violation when you're dealing with the meat, was not able to extrapolate to the case of Pesach, where it's only chametz of a rabbinic time frame period. Let's skip down one line to the beginning of a line. The Gemara asks, V'savar Rav Elazar mashkin islu tuma ba'olam. Is it true that Rav Elazar agrees with Rav Meir, as we just said on the second line of the page, that there is such a thing mid'oraisa as tuma from liquid? V'hatanya, we learned, Rav Elazar omer, ein tuma lamashkim kol ikar. There is no biblical level of tuma regarding the liquids, teida, sharei heyid, Rabbi Yosef ben Yoezer sereda al el kamtsa dochein, a certain type of grasshopper that it was kosher, va'al mashkin beis mitbechaya dochein, and on the liquids that are found in the beis hamikdash, where they're shechting, where they're slaughtering the animals, that's okay, it's tahar. And the only reason that those liquids would be tahar is because he's holding that the liquids are only rabbinic, and in the Beis HaMikdash we're more lenient. We don't look to invoke rabbinic rules, because we're not looking to bring kodshim to have to be burnt. We want the process to go as best as possible. We don't introduce rabbinic violations in most cases. Ha'nicha l'shmuel da'omar dochen miletame tumas acherim. We understand this well according to Shmuel, because he held that it's only pure, that it doesn't bring tuma to other things. Avol tumas atzman yesh lahem, but there is tuma for itself. Shapir, then everything works out. Elo l'rav d'amar dochin mamish, but if you hold that it truly remains tahar in the Beis HaMikdash, then clearly he's holding that there is no rabbinic violation, there is no biblical violation at all. Everything is only rabbinic. Ma'ika le'meimar, certainly there was no biblical violation. Let's drop down one line to the middle of a line, gufa, and we'll see how this Gemara simply explains the different ways that you could look at this issue. Gufa, what did we just say? Rav Amar Dochin Mamish, Rav says that the liquids in the Beis HaMikdash are totally pure. Ushmuel Amar Dochin Milatame Tumas Acherim, it's only Tahar that it won't bring Tumah to something else. Aval Tumas Atzman Yesh Lahem, but the item itself became Tomei. Rav Amar Dochin Mamish, what does he mean that it becomes totally pure according to Rav, that it remains totally tar, kasava tumas mashkin dirabanan, because tumas mashkin is only rabbinic. V'chigazu rabbanan b'mashkin da'alma, they only made this legislation out of the Beis HaMikdash of mashkin, Beis Mitmachaya lo gazer, but in the Beis HaMikdash. In the place of slaughtering, they did not make this violation rabbinic. Ushmuel Omar, but Shmuel argues and says, Dochem iletame tumas acherim. The whole discussion is if it can bring tumah to something else. Avo tumas atzmon yesh lohen, but it itself does become tumah. Kosavar tumas mashkim atzmon de oraisa, because he's holding that it is biblical for it, the item itself, to become tumah from the liquid. Letame acherim de rabbonon, but for the item to be metame something else, that's rabbinic. Vechigoz rabbonon b'mashkim de alma, that it should be able to be metame something else, that's only in the general world. They didn't make that legislation in the Beis HaMikdash. They only made the rabbinic regarding something else to become tamei. Avo tumas atzmon yesh lahem, but for it itself to become tamei, he's holding that that was biblical. Again, going back to our original question, how you understand this tumah will dictate whether it could be extrapolated to chametz on the day before Pesach at a time when the chametz is only forbidden midrabanan. Yashar koach, have a great day.